Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shvi'as Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnahs are being learned because Chosher Shalom Zalman is Vigasa Marasiyat Vichal Yitzchal Tayim. They should be Gemesh with the Sachat Slach and Siat Deshmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Cult of Sela, and Bischos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zoicha to find her Zivug Hagun Bakar of Mamish. Now we're in the middle of talking about one who's Choshed Al Shvi'as and things we need to take into consideration regarding this fellow on Shemitah. In this Mishnah, we learn about selling him Kalim in which he can store oil and wine. The Mishnah says, Hayoitzer, the potter, this is a fellow who makes earthenware Kalim, Meicher Chamesh Kade Shemen, he's allowed to sell anyone, even someone who's chashad al shvias, 5 jugs that could be used to hold oil and 15 jugs or 15 pitchers that could be used to hold wine. Shekein darkei lo havi min hefker, because this is the normal amount that people brought from hefker. Let's remember the pair of shvias are hefker and anyone can take them. However, one is limited to taking only as much as his family needs for a certain amount of time. He's not allowed to take massive amounts of produce. Now, it's normal for everyone to take the amount of olives that could be used to make 5 jugs of olive oil and the amount of grapes that can be squeezed into 15 pitchers or 15 jugs, 15 bottles of wine. So this potter is allowed to sell 5 jugs for oil and 15 jugs for wine to everyone, including someone who's chashad al shvias. He doesn't have to suspect that this person is going to use all of them for shemen or all of them for wine. That's because the ones for oil are specific for use for oil, and the ones for wine are specific for use for wine, and they can't really be used for the other thing. Now, if a person happened to have brought more olives or more grapes than that from the field, mutter, he's allowed to use them. He wasn't allowed to bring more than that, but if he did, he's still allowed to use them. Now, the mission concludes, this potter is allowed to sell as many jugs and pitchers as he wants to a guy in Eretz Yisrael or to a yid outside Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't have to suspect that the guy is going to now sell it to another yid in Eretz Yisrael or that the yid outside Eretz Yisrael is going to come into Eretz Yisrael with these pitchers or these jugs and then sell them to someone who's chashal shvias inside Eretz Yisrael. The potter doesn't have to have worries like that. And moving on to Mishnah Ches with something similar, Beis Shammai says, lo yimkar lo parachai reshes b'shvias. He's not allowed to sell someone who's chashal shvias a parachai reshes, a plowing cow, on Shemitah. Now we know that cows can be used for many different things. We can shech them and eat them, we can use them for their milk, or we can use them for plowing. And there are specific cows that are used for plowing and not used for milking. They're trained to pull a plow, they're extra strong, so this plowing cow is not allowed to be sold to someone who's chashad al shvias on Shemitah because we suspect he's going to use it for plowing. Now, Beis Hillel Matir and Beis Hillel says it's okay when Meshu Yachal Shachta because he could shecht it, he doesn't have to use it for plowing, he could shecht it. And since we have another thing this person could technically use it for, then we say we don't have to suspect this fellow and we're allowed to sell him this plowing cow. Now, the reason why Beis Shammai argues is because a plowing cow is very expensive. And you don't just buy a plowing cow for shechting. It's like buying an expensive car and using it to transport construction materials. You use a truck for that. You don't use a fancy car for that. Same thing with a plowing cow. You don't buy such a cow for shechting. You use it for plowing. That's why Beis Shammai says, no selling him such a cow. However, he is allowed to sell him produce, even though right now is the time for planting. He does not have to suspect that this person is buying this produce in order to plant it. He can assume that he's buying it to eat it. He can lend him his sa'a. What's a sa'a? It's a kli, which holds a sa'a, and he can lend him his sa'a, and he doesn't have to suspect that he's using it for something usser. He can assume he's just trying to measure something out for himself or for his own personal use. Even though he knows that this fellow who's chashad al shvias has a storage house, he doesn't have to suspect that he's going to be using it for something usser. Furthermore, he's allowed to change money for this fellow's chashad al shvias. The fellow says, I have a 100 shekel bill. Can you please break it up into smaller denominations for me? No problem. Even though he knows that this fellow has workers, he doesn't have to suspect that this fellow is going to be using these smaller amounts of money, these smaller denominations, to pay his workers to do usser work for him on Shemitah. However, v'kulin b'feirush, all these things, if the person was mefarish to him, I specifically want to use this for this thing. I want to use it for plowing. I want to use it for something usser. I want to pay my workers do work for me on Shemitah, so then Asurin, it's Asur to do all these things for him, because you know he's going to be doing something Asur, and that's called helping someone to do an Avera, and we're not allowed to do that. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.